It's Mix 104.9, and we are extremely excited to announce that there is a chance you are going to be able to see the best in Darwin comedy. I know the Fringe Festival was cancelled, Andrew. It was so sad when that happened, wasn't it? And
let's face it, we all need a laugh because we've had a pretty rotten few months, eh?
So they're calling it Fringe of the Fringe Comedy Festival at the Lucky Bat, and we are joined by Will Crawford here this morning.
Hey,
thank
Will.
You.
Thanks for having us.
You guys must be excited that you're still able to put the shows together.
Oh, yeah, because we were initially, really sad and devastated that the Fringe got cancelled. Lucky Bat comes to the rescue. We get to put on Monday to Friday of comedy shows. We've got two or three shows every night. And, some of us have been working for, 6 months on our shows, so it's actually a chance to do it. So we're absolutely over the moon. So from tragedy to glory.
Oh, tragedy to glory.
Maybe I'm overstating my abilities a little bit, people.
You must be chock-full with content, though.
It's huge. My big tips are we've got a new comedian in town called Chris Little who's come up from Alice. The man is a genius. I've been doing this a long, long time and he's just stratospherically talented. He's got a show called Guilty on Wednesday and Thursday nights. Nicole Stevens has a solo show called The Loose Llama. Don't know what that's about, but she's a funny lady.
I love llamas. I'm going to ask how much she knows about the llama, but let's talk about the show for you on Wednesday, The Hour of Power, which you're doing with two other comedians.
It's exciting. So I've combined our superpowers with Danielle Andrews and Tegan Hughes, and together we're going to do anything. So it's silly, occasionally political. I'll be talking a little bit about parenting ethics. But anyway, we'll cover that. I'm a single man, so I need to be very careful.
Yeah,
I don't have children.
Yeah,
so I get in trouble talking about parenting, but I'm going to go there.
It is parenting is actually written down in the Bible as a superpower. Yes.
That is true. Yeah, I did. Hats off to anyone who does it because it is amazing.
But if I was to have a superpower, I would have liked to be... I want to turn into Ant-Man or a fly because I wanted to be a fly on the wall when the Chief Minister was waiting for those press conferences. Get out there. Hurry up. If you had a superpower, what would it be, Will?
I reckon I could perhaps be the human PA system because probably not unlike you. I have a booming voice, so that's probably is one that I might already have. And I don't know, I find breakups awkward. I would like to have a superpower for the perfect breakup.
Oh,
I don't
know, such a thing, yeah.
I don't know. I think, some people do it well, some people don't. I accidentally did, a surprise breakup party. Not ideal. 50 of your closest friends, it was catered close to public transport because you might not get a lift home. Terrible. Don't do that.
What always surprises me is when people split up and they can remain good friends. I can never do that.
Is that your superpower, Andrew?
No, I'd like to be invisible.
Yeah. Why?
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Well, like Sarah, so you can find out what's going on. People don't know you're around.
Exactly. I reckon that's a good one.
A bank vault or something.
Backstage of a comedy show,
maybe. Backstage of a comedy show. You could go anywhere with that. You could go into the corridors of power.
Just
if you get into any gig, I'm liking this even more.
Well, your show is on Wednesday, and we're actually going to give away a couple of tickets for the guys to head along to the Hour of Power. So if you want to call through, 8941 1049. But you've also got your show on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. I've got my solo show called The Naughty Lawyer. I was a lawyer for a long, long time.
Were you really?
And I was very naughty.
I was about to... It's about you. He's telling you his life story.
All the secrets come out. So that's on Thursday the 15th. And it's a real mixture. I did a piece on my first ever court appearance and I forgot everything and just started quoting song lyrics. Don't ever do that in court. I shot the chef. No.
You'll do time for that.
Love is the drug that I was thinking of. No, you can't say that either.
It is the Fringe of the Fringe Comedy Festival. It's at the Lucky Bat and you can definitely still get your tickets. Will, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. And come on down to the Lucky Bat or jump online and check out all the amazing shows Monday to Friday.
On you, Will.
Thanks, Will.
Cheers, mate.
Thanking you.